The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
To our American followers, happy American Independence Day. It's the 313th episode for the 4th of July. We have no fireworks planned.
Wow.
Planned.
There could be events, but maybe not fireworks.
No. Well, we're hoping not anyway. Whatever your plans are, I hope it's a good one. Of course, it's also the start of the school holidays, something that I quite often forget about now since it's not really the same.
Well, lives don't revolve around
daycare and whatever. You know, and
people being at school.
Yep.
Quite so much.
it affects you because that's less work for you.
No work for me for a couple of days.
Oh, well. And so, like, next Friday is Matariki, which is a day off. So is that actually a day off for teachers? Because if
you kind of feel a bit ripped off.
Are they on holiday or are they working from home?
Well, they officially are on holiday, I suppose. But it's not the extra day that people in other workforces would have. But and most of them will be probably working. Even if they don't realise it, their brains will be ticking over about what they need to get done or what has to be sorted for next term or whatever.
Because it's almost crunch term next term as the students at the upper end of secondary school start to prepare for exams?
Yes, well, in theory they're preparing for exams all year.
Theory is a wonderful thing.
And a lot of it's internal assessment, of course, these days. So some of the students will have worked out that they don't need to do much more study because they've, you know, got enough credits. So there is a flaw in that system.
The flaw being it doesn't really recognise excellence?
Oh, well, it kind of does.
I mean, you can go for excellence, but...
Yeah, but, you know, not many teenagers will do anything extra. Most of the school population would probably be, you know, oh, well, I've got enough credits, so I'm not going to work too hard for the rest of the term, you know.
Let's cite an example of the difference, though. You said not many teenagers will do something extra. And yet, may I take this opportunity to tip my hat to the youth ambassadors that the Grace Street Project has, because you've had a few open days over the past week. Including was Friday, Saturday, all day just about.
Monday.
And back on Monday. Yep. And there they have been in the building project, showing people around, each assigned a different section, and giving of their time for something of the community, which is just so cool.
Yeah. And look, they're a great bunch of kids, all parts of the community represented by these young people. Some of them have been drawn from the Y, what is it, what's that group called? Y, not core, Y, from the YMCA, you know, the youth program that they run. Some of them are from there. Others are just young people who have come through because they heard about the ad at school or whatever. So, yeah, they're really cool, and hoping that they will use the facility, of course. More than happy to, you know, engage with the adults and each other and have a good time. So it's great.
Really impressed with the engagement that I had with them last Saturday when I was down there, because you're well involved in the project. For me, it was the first time
I'd been on the site since building started. It's great to see how it's taking shape. And you can see and walk through the footprint, and there's a copy of the plans that show you what goes where. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done, and still a lot of money to be raised. Of course, the kids are out there, the youth ambassadors are out, you know, washing cars and having car boot sales and doing something, which is bloody great.
Yeah, and not just for themselves.
Yeah.
That's the trick, actually. So, yeah, go them.
It was great to see, oh, gosh, what's the dance group? Blessed.
Yeah.
I met them at the Multicultural Food Festival when I was emceeing that at the stadium earlier this year. They did a performance, and of course they were down there running the barbecue, and a group of them were next door on the raised platform area at South Alive doing some dance practice, but cooking the sausages, and yeah, they were good. And of course, Haybro Coffee there, yes. Nice to see Mr. Bootsmith still dispensing the elixir of life.
Yes, well, keep your eyes open for him because he was telling me that he hasn't got a weekend off till the end of July. So
crikey.
He must be out and about doing lots of things. So.
Most Sundays he's at Queen's Park, but he'll vary on Saturday.
Which part of Queen's Park?
Down on the Gala Street Reserve.
Hmm.
So follow them on Facebook, Haybro Coffee, and check out where he is and go and have a sample.
He uses amplified coffee.
Well, he should, so do we.
Yeah, correct.
I wandered up to him. He was the first stop, obviously, for me.
Yes.
Hey, Ben, how you going? Hey, Darren, how are you? A long black, please. And he said, here you go. I saw you coming.
Excellent. Well, Ben's, of course, involved with Groove and...
Groove and Amplify.
Amplify on 11th Street.
Make... roast the beans.
Yep.
Groove is one of the dispensaries. Of course, Amplify, and there's three different sorts of beans, if you like, to grind your own that they have. And we've been chewing through them over the last couple of months, and by crikey, they're good.
Yeah, well, I'd stop at Groove more often, but I'm often kind of on my way somewhere and there's no parks.
Yeah.
So I just have to keep going.
Well, it's also kind of the same thing for Amplify because there's no parking right outside on 11th Street. So you've got to use the old car park outside, Lighting Direct. And
they're good spots though because, walking distance from a number of things. So people do, you know, it's not like they're really quiet actually. But just for me, I need drive-through coffee quite often because I'm on my way somewhere.
Well, actually, at Amplify, they have some yummy, tasty treats as well. The food there is just phenomenal.
Pastries.
But I resist. However, I do enjoy having great in-depth conversations with the roaster, the owner of the business, and he has some OCD tendencies, which I can relate to. And he's particularly grateful that when I go in to buy a bag of beans, I'm buying a 1 kilo bag, so it's going to make a gap. He said, I really like the fact that you always take it from the back so you don't mess up my display.
Oh.
Because he would come out from behind the counter after somebody took one of those and shuffle things around.
Good point.
I said, I get it. It's all right.
I take it from the front so that it
looks like it's
looks
desirable.
Like it's selling.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Well, it is because of the three different roasts that I've picked from, there's one that's not as frequently available, and I guess it's just the day that I go in. But it's a win-win situation. So people are buying it, and that's great. Well worth it. If you like your coffee, and this is not a paid promotion, go and check out Amplify Coffee on 11th Street. And, of course, there's also Groove Espresso up on Calvin Street next to Plunkett, if you want to go and check that out as well. Okay, speaking of American Independence Day.
I bet they're glad they're independent now, aren't they?
Yes, but how's that working? Well, yeah. Mind you, they weren't caught up in the whole Brexit thing. They're just exiting the rest of the world. I see their independent colony of Venezuela. Geez, that's just a massive, massive disaster from two huge back-to-back earthquakes. Death toll's going to be huge. Obviously, building standards there are very different. A lot of buildings pancaked. It's just an absolute tragedy.
Old. You know, they haven't spent any money because the money's been going into somebody else's pocket.
Yes, and of course they have a new system of government that was imposed on them a few months back.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that their Lord and Masters are doing just quite enough.
Well, they do have a president now.
Well, that the Lord and Masters have appointed.
No, no, no. Oh, I don't know.
Well, they haven't captured them anyway, so they must be better. Mind you, they've got so many things on so many fronts to be...
However, I've been admiring some of their football stadiums.
Well, yes. And we'll talk FIFA a little bit later on. Not only Venezuela that's been hit by earthquakes, but Japan's had a few over the last week as well as a typhoon.
Three.
I think there was a New Zealand under-20s New Zealand-Japan game that was going on and it got rained off partway through. The New Zealanders were leading. More on rugby coming up later in the show. But we were talking about Americans, and you've selected an American artist who I fondly remember from the sort of late 80s, early 90s. Who have you got and why have you got him?
Taylor Dane.
Woo!
Can't not like a bit of Taylor Dane.
Great dance music.
Well, and great voice.
Yeah, yes.
Great kind of, Rene Geyer kind of, soulful, meaty's got the wrong word, but,
There's a bit of body to it.
Yeah, there's depth to it. And when I realised what her original name was before she changed it to Taylor Dane.
Oh, this is going to be a learning for me.
I thought, actually, these days your real name would have been great. Leslie Wunderman.
Mm.
I think Wunderman would have been an excellent last name for a successful musician. But anyway.
Would have been some PR person.
Maybe, I don't know what, Leslie's, but nah. But Leslie Wunderman sounds kind of pretty cool, actually. But anyway, I'm pleased to note that she's older than I am. So she's, really old.
You look better.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't think I do, actually. but thanks. not tell it to my heart, because, probably a bit over that.
No.
Still love it, though. And yes. Actually, that's why I came... It reminded me that I'd been meaning to play Taylor Dane for a while, because I was doing some... dance exercise, not dance exercise or jazz exercise, but a weird mixture of both of them probably. And this was one of the tracks. I thought, oh, that's right, I've been meaning to play one of those songs for ages. And that was Tell It To My Heart. So then I went hunting for something else that I really liked. And this is it. It's called Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved, shared love, and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's ever, ever enough. It's just not enough. No. No matter how
I can confirm there has been grooving in the studio since we were speaking of Groove Espresso earlier. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal on Radio Southland. That was Taylor Dane. White Soul is the genre that you would describe it as, and Can't Get Enough of Your Love. Great music. I think that one's from the early 90s. It was either late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah,
she was at
a
peak. And I'm trying to remember the name of the woman who wrote a lot of her music. She was just an absolute hit machine at the time. Wrote Bette Midler's hits and Aerosmith, Don't Want to Miss a Thing and all that. It'll come to me a little bit later on when I get onto the internet. and while Europe, not that we were talking about Europe, but that's the best transition I could come with. Europe goes through a heat wave at the moment. Very interesting to watch. You see all the people sweating it up in London. Paris, of course, has been scorchio. And a mutual friend of ours happens to have been in Paris over the past week. And it's like, how are you getting on? And she says, it's hot. It's very hot. I was watching the Austrian Grand Prix on Monday morning early, and the tarmac was that hot that the announcers were standing out on it before the race started, obviously, not while the cars were going. And
I could volunteer one or two of them for that.
And he put his hand down on the tarmac for just a little bit over 2 seconds, brought it up and showed the camera, and it was red. 65 degrees on the tarmac.
Yeah.
40 degrees on the day.
Bit nasty.
Interesting, I saw during the week that the police in Berlin were out with the water cannons, not to quell rioters, but to spray members of the public who wished to get under the water and cool off, and they were so grateful.
Interesting, actually. Conversations this week at council were about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I did notice the smirking and the sideways looks from a couple of my colleagues. They're a bit obsessed with flooding, right? But I just had to remind them that actually
it's not all flooding.
It's not only going to be flooding. There's going to be hot and dry and weird times of the year. So, like Europe, I said.
Yep. And then,
There's been some great Instagram reels and memes of, you know, things that have just melted in the heat, you know, given up the ghost, like wheelie bins.
Not what you'd expect.
Kind of doubled over in pain on the side of the road, or all the chocolate in the shop, even though it's got aircon and all that, just doubled over and then molten kind of a bleh. So you're quite interesting. Mildly amusing from a distance, but somewhat inconvenient, I suspect.
Well, it's interesting to note that in places like Paris, for example, there's actually not a lot of aircon.
No. Who were we talking about during the week that said the same thing? Where was that? Oh, I can't remember now. Because they don't need it for heat.
What when we were out for dinner last Saturday? Probably.
Because Stefan's family are suffering because they don't have aircon, because they don't need it usually. They don't use it for heating.
Gone to visit their kids in the mountains.
Yeah, they don't use it for heating because they don't need heat pumps. They have other things. They really are suffering. And when I think about it, living in Italy, we didn't have air conditioning. We had louvers on the windows.
But was the construction of the buildings different? So that, because you were there over a summer, different in that the buildings were naturally cool, or was it
just
bloody
where
hot?
I was actually living was built into the side of the mountain, so it was...
That would cool it.
One of the ultimate kind of, you know, doomsday bunkers, really. Because it was cooled by the, or warmed by the earth, right? The construction's quite different, and you know they don't build towards the sun with big windows. They build away from the sun with small windows
because they have different heat to deal with. Well, we of course build to the sun.
And anybody who's building a what are they called? You know, they're hermetically sealed. Greenhouses that are self-heating. Windows are small, and the floors are concrete, so that they self-heat and maintain heat. So yeah, they're buildings.
What do you want, a view or to be warm?
And you know, a lot of the old ones are just you know, either concrete or mud, you know, kind of mud brick kind of things. So yeah, they're quite different construction, apart from the new ones, of course.
So out of the heat and into the kitchen, over the past week, New Zealand culinary skills have been recognised with the awarding of the first Michelin stars ever in this country. And 14 Michelin stars awarded, including to the first ever Samoan cuisine restaurant in the world. It's not the first in the world, it's the first time Samoan cuisine has been recognised with a Michelin star, and that's for an Auckland eatery called Tala. Logan Brown in Wellington has been recognised. We've both had the opportunity to dine there in recent years. You and I, a few years back, had a lovely meal at Rata in Queenstown, and that's been awarded a Michelin star. Should recognise Essence, which is another Queenstown restaurant that we have not been to. Which
don't even know where it is.
Nope. Down next to the lake.
That's helpful.
Don't expect to get a booking there over the next long time. Josh Emmett was the name I was trying to remember. Josh Emmett from Rata.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Essence got 2 Michelin stars, which is just incredible. So at one stage in the future, we'll save up, and instead of going offshore, we'll go and experience 2 Michelin stars. Gordon Ramsay of us.
I'm not sure.
No?
Oh.
I totally would.
Once the fuss has died down, I might.
Oh, I'm in no hurry. And I'm also in no hurry to go to Queenstown.
No.
Because it's a real shame, because like it used to be, oh, we get to go to Queenstown. Do I have to go into town or can I stay on the outskirts? I've got to go in and through that traffic. Okay, fine.
It's a different universe, isn't it, now?
I mean, we're so lucky with the quality of food that we get to work with in this country, and our chefs normally go offshore to find fame and fortune. Peter Gordon, great example of that. Now it's great that they can get this type of recognition at home. And it reaffirms to the international culinary world that we're actually very good at what we do. So, Graham Hawkes was right all along.
Indeed.
Speaking of things going generationally, which we weren't, but again, it's the only way I could figure out how to transition into this next song.
What was cake?
Well, yes, we were talking about we were talking about food, so we're going to talk about cake now. The track I'm going to play is called "Bug in the Cake," and it's by an LP that came out late May called "Be Sweet to Me." Now, the artist is Violet Grohl, and yes, it's the eldest daughter of David,
one of the original daughters.
Yes.
Okay.
From Marriage Version 1, I think.
The only marriage, isn't it? But there's a random child somewhere. I don't
know. There's certainly a more recent random child, yes.
Yes.
But Violet's old enough to have released an album, and it's really good. I checked through the artist credits on it, and I thought, does Dad make a guest appearance in there somewhere? And the answer is no, he does not.
No, that's very wise of him.
Yep. He'll be letting her make it on her own. It was interesting. I watched, God knows why, but I watched the Graham Norton interview with Madonna back on Wednesday night.
Did you close your eyes?
She's just kind of scary now.
Yeah.
But she's got a new album coming out, and on it she performs with her eldest daughter. They do a duo, and she's been very standoffish and let her find her own way. Young woman has a beautiful voice. And as, you know, genetics go, they work well together. Doesn't stop her mum from just I don't know, all that fame. It's she's kind of Michael Jackson to herself, really. It does change you eventually. But interesting. And, you know, you've got to go longevity. Well played, madam. Over 40 years since she's been doing it. Anyway, back to Violet Grohl. Be Sweet to Me is the LP. And here's the first single that was released from it. See if you like it. Bug in the Cake. I like it. It's called Bug in the Cake. It's by Violet Grohl. And yes, that is David's eldest daughter from her new album, Be Sweet to Me. And I like it. It has definitely, I'm guessing, Dad's music has had an influence. On
absolutely.
You can hear that.
Yep.
And the track's really cool. But I think about Bug in a Cake, which would be an awful thing to find, but not as awful as half a bug.
Indeed. I said that to somebody recently about eating fruit
the
for lunch.
The old worm in an apple thing.
Yeah, and they were like,
huh?
Oh. Oh, God. Anyway.
Were you at school?
No.
Oh.
I was at council.
Oh. That explains a lot.
Doesn't bode well.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, which is a radio show and podcast that comes on Radio Southland. Thanks, Radio Southland. Radio Southland 96.4 FM online at radiosouthland.org.nz. Our podcast of the show is available on Apple Podcasts if you're an iDevice user. If you're an Android, then there's an app in Google Play called accessmedia.nz. You download that, you select Radio Southland as your station, and the programs are all listed alphabetically. T for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge is where you'll find us. If you want to be the envy of your friends and can't wait until it goes up at midday on a Saturday, then 8 o'clock on a Friday night, a copy of the podcast is available on our Facebook page. Follow us there. We're also on Instagram, for what it's worth. Not that we can share audio files on that, but we do like to share humour. So if you've got some funny stuff you'd like to send to us, please do, and we'll share it with our bulging Insta audience.
Well, it would be bulging if I could share direct myself, but I'm still having trouble with it, so
we'll
work on that.
The weird stuff that that Lyndall checks out, we'll be having a look at with Lyndall's Real World a little bit later on. Let's talk rugger for a moment, because today's the day the All Blacks take on France, 1NZ Stadium in Christchurch, another splendid event being hosted at Te Kaha. Kick-off just after 7 o'clock, first test for the ABs with Dave Rennie as the coach, and part of what they're calling the home series, because next Saturday we play Italy in Wellington and then take on Ireland in Auckland. The France and Ireland games could be a challenge, don't know. But the thing is, it's a new team, so give them a chance to settle in.
And they're talking very positively about their coach and the mana and the philosophy that he brings. So it'll be really interesting.
Paddy Gower, not a great fan, but Paddy's got an interview with Dave Rennie where he spends a couple of days with him, and he made an interesting comment that a lot of people don't know as much about Dave because he's done a great deal of his coaching offshore, but he's always held in high regard. I watched an interview with Quade Cooper. Oh, let's remember that man, who talked about...
Do I have to?
he made sense. It was very interesting. He was talking about how Rennie came in as Wallabies coach and was really working at building the team. Of course, hungry supporters wanted results straight away, and Lord only knows that All Black supporters are just the same, and he could see what Dave was building and the players could see what Dave was building. But he was moved on from there. Of course, their current coach, coming to Invercargill.
Indeed, Joe Schmidt.
And there's a fundraising event being held at the Ascot, is it?
Yeah, a luncheon with Joe Schmidt.
We went to one of those with,
Hanson.
Steve Hanson. Was really interesting.
Yeah.
I was very impressed.
Cut short because his plane was delayed and it was his wife's birthday, so he couldn't stay any longer.
Yeah.
so we got the pre-seed version, but it was still really entertaining, really interesting.
But the Joe Schmidt luncheon fundraiser and the Grey Street project benefiting from that.
Yes, thanks Joe for doing it for us.
It's all good, Schmidt. The Māori All Blacks took on the Japan 15 in Nagoya last Saturday. Now, Japan had a very strong, convincingly strong first half. In fact, the Māori All Blacks were being walloped. But the second half saw the Māori All Blacks scrape home with a 38-31 win. In Super Rugby Aupiki last week, the Hurricanes Poa beat Chiefs Manawa 34-29, while Matatu remain undefeated this season. They beat Blues Women 27-21. This week, the game's Chiefs play Matatu at Betham Park in Hamilton at 12:30 today. Hurricanes Poa host the Blues Women in Upper Hutt at 2:30. Got to talk about it. Here we go. The All Whites Third World Cup match against Belgium in Vancouver last Saturday. A 5-1 win to the favoured Belgium. Should have been 4-1, but there was that last-minute goal that snuck through, which ended the World Cup. Wouldn't have changed the outcome. Ended the World Cup dream for our team. But as we said last week, bloody great effort. You know, we scored, four goals across the tournament?
Yeah.
And we'd never scored goals in our two previous appearances there. The last time, 16 years ago, we were undefeated, but we didn't score any goals either. So, you know, I'm really proud of how the guys did compared to the other teams that have so many professional players. A much bigger pool to draw.
I think I said last week, I think we've got 70 professional players to draw from, which is probably a training squad for everybody else. But, you know, results of this week would suggest that just because you're a giant doesn't mean you're going to make it through to the end.
No.
Germany.
And then the Netherlands.
There's a really interesting result happening right this minute we record, which I will not say out loud because that's not fair.
Okay. Well, by the time this is picked up. In other sport, the Warriors were away playing the Dolphins last Saturday. A bit of a surprise win for the Dolphins, 26-24, although young Jack Lovett-Hurst tells me that the Dolphins were going into this unbeaten in their 8 previous games. So, okay. Warriors are sitting second on the points table, though. This week they've got a bye. Their next match is an away game playing West Tigers, 10 o'clock on Matariki Friday. Been following the results of the International Volleyball League Japan team alongside you. Last week, Japan-Iran, 3-2 win to Japan.
Yep.
Sunday, they took on the USA, a 3-2 win to Japan.
Yep.
And on Monday, they played France. Ooh la la, another 3-2 win to Japan.
Oh, amazing, eh?
That's incredible.
Yeah, they're doing... Just thought, you know, they're doing really well.
I mean, I know that you've followed them for several years, but it's only now I'm looking at how bloody successful they are on the world stage.
Yeah, and they were devastated last, a bit like the Samurai Blue, devastated that they didn't make some of the final rounds last season. But, yeah, gosh, they're playing well at the minute. So
let's go back to the Samurai Blue for a second, because they're up against Brazil.
Oh.
And, you know, it's like us playing Belgium, really. But they all went and, as a team, stood and bowed an apology to their fans that were at the game.
And the coach before that had stood with the players and apologised to them for not, you know, for him not winning. I'm like, you didn't even play. an interesting general approach to things, I guess. The South Koreans lost also. And they met protests and abuse at the airport when they got home and calls for their coach to be sacked and da-da-da-da-da. Ludlow, the youngest, was saying the other night that the Jordanian team were home within a day, but their goalie must be based in Turkey, or he might be partly Turkish or something, and he was sent to Turkey rather than... Jordan, because
don't come home.
It wasn't safe for him to go back. Who else had got? Somebody else had also got calls for, you know, blah blah blah. And yet the Japanese were apologising to their fans. I watched an interview with their captain, and he was in tears, and you know, apologising for not, you know, they didn't do their best. And there's been none of that, not that I've seen anyway. That baying for blood for that team. So we should follow that example, I think.
Yes. And I don't think, to be fair, that anybody's baying for Darren Baisley's blood.
No, heck.
Which is good, considering what we're normally like when our teams
Well, if it was the All Blacks, it's a whole different story, right?
Yeah.
I'm really proud of the team. I thought they did. And I feel gutted for them because they were pretty close.
I do like those Samurai Blue away jerseys.
Yeah.
The dark ones.
Well, there might be some cheap ones available later.
Well, let's hope so. Back to volleyball for a second. Nihon's next game is Wednesday next week. They're taking on Italy, and on Friday they take on Belgium. Hope they go better than we did in the football.
Yeah, well, I think I've said before, you know, European teams are enormous.
Yes.
Like, the Japanese are tall for Japanese, but one of the Polish players is...
25 feet tall.
6 foot 17 or something. I don't know.
I love those great measures. Remember when you were counting as a kid? When I had a birthday recently, an old school friend said, "How old are you now? 50, 11?
Yeah.
And I went, "Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yes.
Yeah." Still with sport, we'll siphon off motorsport till later. ANZ Premiership, Netball, Southern Steel were at the Trusts Arena in Auckland, played the Mystics in the final last Saturday, got done. Result was a 56-46 win to the Mystics. A great season for the Steel, though, in over a decade, the first time they've made a final, so well done to Wendy Frew and the
rekindled the fans they have.
A colleague of mine had made the pilgrimage to Auckland, despite some car troubles, trying to get to the airport at Queenstown. The subtext of that, Andrea, is you should have flown out of Invercargill. but they had... A whole lot of people were going out with cardboard cutouts of Bev. Bev's head. Bev was all over the place.
I love it.
And people were wanting to get photos, you know, which is really cool.
Oh, nice.
A hardcore fan and a top lady.
Yeah.
One more ball sport, Sal's NBL. Southland Sharks currently second on the table. They beat the Tauranga Whai last Wednesday, 102-96. And on Wednesday this week, it was a home game and they took on the Canterbury Rams with a 103-98 win. So their next game is next Saturday after Matariki Friday. It's a home game again, this time against the Nelson Giants. So get along to ILT Stadium Southland and lend your support to the Orange. Speaking of Orange, La Poisson Steve will signal what is happening in Lyndall's real world very shortly. But that's right after we enjoy our musical taste of Asia with a Tiny Desk theme.
Yeah, it's been meaning to. It's another one of those been meaning to ticking off the list of things this week. So NHK, Tiny Desk concert in Japan. I had never heard of this guy until this popped up in my, I don't know, I think I subscribed to NHK.
And
stuff like that.
They do point some very interesting docos my way, and I do enjoy them.
Yeah, fascinating.
Gosh, I keep thinking of that big building that we walked past in Shibuya. Just outside of Shibuya, isn't that the NHK headquarters?
Yes, I always wanted to go in, but I know they wouldn't ever let me in.
I want to go and get a job.
Yeah, correct. I'll sweep the floor.
I'll do the English reading of the news.
Yeah. That's the only thing about the documentaries, actually. Quite often they have a very American narrator for the English ones, and that's pretty annoying.
What if it's AI? Because their pronunciation sometimes is rubbish.
Oh, yeah, no, I think they'd get that better. If it wasn't a real person. Anywho, this is a band, in inverted commas, called Original Love that started in 1986.
Jeez, I was 21.
Four members. Now it's pretty much a solo project by a chap called Taka Tajima. And he is celebrating the 35th anniversary of their forming this year, and so that's why he was invited to do a Tiny Desk concert. It was kind of, I think it's described as partly J-pop, partly alternative rock or something. Lots of horns, lots of good, you know.
Soul funk.
How they fit it all.
Soul funk, fusion, jazz.
Yeah. They haven't had a whole lot of hits, but...
It sounds good.
But he's legendary, and he's still performing at 60 this year, still performing at various things, and did a tour to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the...
Mind you, it's like that group you introduced me to, Cassiopeia.
Yeah, they've been
around not huge ever. Hits, but my God, the music's awesome.
Yep, and I guess with that population, it doesn't have to be a huge hit. You just have to get a few people on your side. this is one of the tracks that they're most famous for, not their most famous, called The Rover, and it's quite, self-indulgent, gets a wee bit, hornsy. And a bit I tried not to say that earlier. It's just worth a listen. And given that his voice isn't, but perhaps not at its peak, but the whole composition and the whole layering,
the vibe is fabulous.
Yeah, it's great. Some great voices and some great bass in here. So have a listen to Original Love's The Rover.
Oh, 와 고 우리 게 사박 나 오 아 더 머니 하시 리 느크 노마 야 게 고 게 다 고 야 니 우 에 데 오 도 고 니 그 치 하 테 루 노마 헤이
It's one of those NHK Tiny Desk concerts, Japanese soul, funk, fusion, jazz at its best, the kind of feel, the vibe that the Fluffy Slipper Lounge enjoys. The artist again was...
Original Love.
And the song was...
The Rover.
Not to be confused with the one by the Irish Rovers.
Yes, or the Gypsy Rover.
Yeah, yes, that was what I was trying to think of. Don't. I don't need the earworm.
It's too late.
Ah.
I might pick it next week.
We're going to check into Lyndall's Real World very shortly in the Fluffy Slip Lounge. First, we'll flick through sport, the second half of sport, motorsport this time. Austrian Grand Prix was raced at Spielberg in Austria on Monday. I mentioned the fact that it was bloody hot. Mercedes' George Russell won from Red Bull's Max Verstappen, and Mercedes' Kimi Antonelli was third. Liam Lawson, ninth, some more points, just ahead of his teammate Arvin Lindblad, who was 10th. And Liam is still ninth on the points table. So this weekend, it's the British Grand Prix at Silverstone, part of three in a row. And there's a sprint race at 3:30 on Sunday morning, and the Grand Prix itself at 2 o'clock on Monday morning. 2 o'clock, thanks, England. Everyone else does 1 a.m. But, of course, because the English are so passionate about Formula One, they think it's the greatest bloody race, their Grand Prix, that there is. And fair to say, with the improvements that have been made at Silverstone, it's a nice track, but it's not the best, I'm sorry. No V8 supercars this weekend. NASCAR, wow, Shane Van Gisbergen is on a roll. On Monday, they raced the Toyota SaveMart 350 at Sonoma in California. SVG started on pole and scored another win. He had also won the O'Reilly Series race there on the Sunday, having started on pole and won from that. So a two in a row. He is now the foreign driver within NASCAR to have won the most races. Ever. And it's only going to keep growing.
Oh, we're surprised. Nope.
Nope. This Monday, they're in Chicago at a short speedway there at 10 o'clock New Zealand time. IndyCar no race last week. It's the Honda Indy 200 at Mid-Ohio this Monday at 4:30. Brendan Leach, bloody legend. He rejoined Leopard Motorsport, and he's kind of warming up the Lamborghini Super Trofeo World Finals at Monza. That's the Saturday and Sunday of Labour Weekend, which, of course, Brendan won the World Championships there back in 24. So in the run-up to that, last weekend, he was at the 24 Hours of Spa, where Brendan was driving with an American guy called Don Yont in the Pro-Am section of the Lamborghini Super Trofeo, which is kind of a support event to the endurance race. Two races, Brendan and Don finished second and third in class. The third came after starting at the very back. And fifth and sixth overall. So bloody well done. I think Brendan's next race is next weekend in the GT World Challenge Asia, driving that Ferrari with Song Jae-jun. And that's at Fuji Speedway on the 11th and 12th. Cormac Buchanan in Moto3 last weekend was at the Dutch Grand Prix in Assen. Sadly, one of the many riders to crash out in the very hot conditions. No injuries that we're aware of and nothing serious. And so it's off to the German Grand Prix at Sachsenring from 9 o'clock next Sunday. Looking forward to that.
He's cross with himself this time. Recognised that it was his own error this time.
And kind of recognised also that through qualifying it wasn't going as well as he had hoped. Righto, it's time to kick it in the guts, Trev.
Steve. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le bois Steve.
Welcome to Lyndall's Real World, where we get a glimpse, just a glimpse, inside some of her habits. We're kind of like the web marshal, but it's we've filtered out the stuff that's not safe for work.
Yes, or just saying out loud.
By that, politically incorrect.
Yes.
Not naughty.
Just also some of the, maybe, I don't know, just making stuff up.
Well, you haven't been sharing those ones.
Who have I been sharing them with then?
Oh, my God.
No, this week I've been inundated with food reels in the last couple of weeks, not the least of which is the German bread cutter, which still excites me every day. He had a terrible day the other day when he had a 3 millimetre variance in his slice of bread. He was very upset.
So sad.
But for some weird reason, I've been getting lots of reels about critters that you eat, or animals, or seafoods, or, you know. I did share one with Darren a wee while ago that was a live octopus swimming about and looked like a bowl of ramen, which was then dealt with so that the people could eat it. while it was still wiggling. But this one goes right back to when Darren and I first got together, really. So I don't know how we ended up talking about chicken feet.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Because you gave me some.
I know, and I can't think why I did that. But
we were joking about weird things. And
must have
and
been
talking
thinking
about
it was amusing or
talking
tasty
about
or something.
Playing with chicken feet and pulling the tendons.
Yes, yeah, and that is fun. It was actually quite hard back then to get chicken feet anywhere, but I've finally been shown how to actually prepare the chicken feet for cooking. So there's one reel that is shows you them slicing the skin and taking out the toenails and the joints, knuckles. And then you kind of flip it over and you pull out some other bits from inside it, and then it's just a limp. Take the what's it called? Be like a tibia or fibula out,
and you end up
with this kind of floppy chicken skin foot thing. Very interesting. So that's Food Me TV. But I've also been getting a whole lot of, how to prepare your grasshoppers. And last night, actually, I was looking at one where there were a whole lot of lovely crispy fried scorpions rolled into a taco. No, not a taco. What are they called? Like a burrito.
Soft shell.
Yeah, like a burrito. So... very interesting watching a woman prepare a large, large pile of crickets with the eggs and that's master_mum cooking. If you want to think forward about, preparing to eat a various range of proteins, because, we can't all eat cows and pigs and stuff forever. Critters are the way to go.
From @dadjokebutton.com, here's one for you.
Mm.
I was at an ATM and this old lady asked me to help her check her balance. So I pushed her over.
Steve Le. Le bois Steve. Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes.
My, how time has flown. We're at the end of this Independence Day episode of the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Two Americans for the price of one. For our final track, it's a new one where we team up our favourite Bruno Mars with the very talented, we nearly met, Billie Eilish. They've got a new song out which is called I'm All Yours Tonight, which we will leave you to enjoy along with the rest of your weekend. And we look forward to catching you back next week.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
City lights are fading low. Your silhouette steals the whole room.
Laughing softly, moving slow, like a melody I can't lose.
Your hand in mine, we miss the time.
Dancing shadows on the wall.
Nothing fancy, nothing wild.
Just your smile says it all.
Maybe tomorrow we'll go our own way.
But I don't wanna think about yesterday.
Right now your eyes are pulling me close.
And I don't wanna let go.
I'm all yours tonight.
No need to say goodbye.
Let's stay here till the morning light.
Holding on so tight. I'm all yours tonight. Couldn't ask for more. Your old piano plays our song, and somehow we both sing out of tune.
But with you it feels so right.
Even silence feels like June.
You tease me with your crooked grin.
I pretend that I don't blush, but every little thing you do always
us, but this little moment feels honestly timeless.
So come a little closer to me.
Baby, this is where I wanna be.
I'm all yours tonight.
No need to say goodbye.
Stay here till the morning light.
Holding on so
outside our door.
Tonight I couldn't ask for more.
No diamonds, no champagne,
just your heartbeat calling my name.
No grand parade, no perfect scene.
You're everything I've ever dreamed.
So take my hand and stay a while.
Let's get lost inside this smile.
I'm all yours tonight,
and everything feels right.
We'll laugh until the stars grow tired,
keeping this little fire.
I'm all yours tonight,
wrapped up in your eyes.
As morning comes, we'll face it then.
But tonight, let's fall again.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.